and welcome to a bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt. This show usually goes out every Sunday, along with our weekly newsletter, Earbuds Podcast Collective. You may be asking, what is Earbuds Podcast Collective? We send an email that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person from around the world. This podcast, Feedback with Earbuds, is a companion to that newsletter. Plus, we sprinkle in some podcast industry news and sponsor information. Every once in a while, we put out some bonus material. We've done extra episodes on podcast festivals and how to choose the right one to go to, a crowdsourced episode asking podcast listeners where and how they found the first podcast they listened to, Black Friday deals, and so much more. You can scroll back in our feed to listen to our past episodes. In this episode, we're learning about the podcast newsletter scene. There are tons of podcast newsletters out there. Some are monthly, some are weekly, and some are even daily. Since Earbuds Podcast Collective was initially a newsletter, the podcast newsletter scene is near and dear to my heart. I've become friends on and off the internet with other newsletter writers over the past years, and I wanted to give them a chance to share what they're up to. Some of the newsletters you'll learn about are recommendation roundups. Others are podcast industry info engines, and some are a combination of both. You'll hear from these writers in their own words all about the why, the how, the who, you get it, all about their newsletters. I asked them to share who they are, the names of their newsletters, where to find them, and a bit more. So without further ado, let me hand the mic over to my podcast newsletter writer friends. Let's do this.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Audible Feast Appetizer. My newsletter comes out monthly, and it features the best podcast episodes I've heard all month, links to my listening logs where I track everything I listen to, and some editorial content about stuff going on in podcast land. I especially like to feature indie shows. You can subscribe to it at audiblefeast.com. I started my website and newsletter back in 2015 because there weren't a lot of review sites at the time, and I wanted to create a resource that went much deeper than the popular stuff on what used to be the iTunes charts.
Hey, Earbuds fans, this is Paul Kondo, and I write the Podcast Gumbo newsletter, which recommends 3 main podcast episodes, plus a little more, every Wednesday. My mom calls it snarky, fun, and self-deprecating. All the recommendations are episodes I love for one reason or another, which is why I started this newsletter. I wanted to share all the great shows that I was listening to that maybe the average listener wasn't aware of. You can sign up at podcastgumbo.com, which will also get you a copy of my rather large ebook of recommendations. And lastly, don't let anybody tell you that I don't love puppies.
Hey everyone, my name is Jenna Spinelli, and I am the creator of a newsletter called The University of Podcast. It's a newsletter that looks specifically at the role of podcasting in higher education. I work at Penn State University, where I host and produce a podcast called Democracy Works. And I started the newsletter because I was seeing lots of great examples of podcasts in higher ed, also having people reach out to me to ask questions about how to get started or how to shape their show, how to find an audience. The newsletter shares tips, resources, best practices, and also some examples of some really great podcasts that are being produced by colleges and universities throughout the U.S. and around the world. You can find it at jennaspinelli.com/newsletter. That's jennaspinelli.com/newsletter. Thank you to Ariel and Earbuds for including me in this episode, and I look forward to hearing about all the other great podcast newsletters out there. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Eric Jones, and I write the Hurt Your Brain newsletter. You can find past issues and sign up at hurtyourbrain.com. The types of shows that I talk about and recommend in the newsletter are largely nonfiction, but I love learning from podcasts. It's one of the best ways for me to learn about the world. So anything that makes me think or teaches me something new, I like to share with other people. So that's really how it started. Was I was taking notes, I was listening to these shows anyway, and this was a way for me to share that with others. So in addition to the recommendations, each newsletter as a bonus of sorts includes a podcast-related drawing as well. So thank you, and please check it out.
Hey there. My name is Elena Fernandez Collins, and I write the newsletter Audio Dramatic, which is dedicated to showcasing and discussing all things relevant to fiction podcasts. You can sign up for my newsletter over at my website, ElenaFernandezCollins.com. I write mini reviews, essays, spotlight important news, and link to other recommended reading for creators and listeners alike. When I started Audio Dramatic, fiction podcasts desperately needed more platforms like this one, places that were dedicated to helping those creators find their audiences. I think fiction's having a moment now in audio, and I'm excited to see where it takes us.
I'm Mike Yeses, and I write This Week in Podcasts, which directs listeners to the most notable and interesting podcasts every week. I focus on four things. I kick it off with a hot take, a fun or provocative line pulled from a podcast. Second, I highlight worthwhile deep dives, which are either multi-part series or singular dives into a topic, stuff you can binge. The third section is guest appearances. I highlight usually 30 to 50 notable guests each week, and I close it out with a section on debut podcasts. I always try to highlight what I think are the key developments on the iTunes charts, but I also include indies, and I give my own takes here and there. But mostly I'm just a podcast lover looking to help listeners know what's out there and find podcasts they'll love too. You can sign up at weekendpodcast.com.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and I'm the creator of Podcast the Newsletter, your weekly love letter to podcasts and the people who make them. And if you subscribe every single Friday, you get an email from me, and it has a little introduction, something I've written about podcasts, a long list of my weekly recommendations, and there's always an interview with a host or a producer or somebody in the podcasting industry whom I love and I want you to love too. So go to podcastthenewsletter.com and you can see my archive and decide if you want to subscribe, and I hope you do. Thanks.
Hi there. My name's Sebastian and I run the Find That Pod newsletter. Find That Pod is a weekly email newsletter that features five great podcasts that I think my newsletter audience will enjoy. I started the newsletter because, frankly, podcast discoverability is still kind of terrible. The podcasts we feature cover almost every topic, but must meet the criteria of what I believe is a podcast that is high quality and that my newsletter audience will find either interesting, entertaining, or useful. You can subscribe to the newsletter at findthatpod.com.
My name is Stephen O'Grady, and I'm the co-founder of Podcast Delivery, where if you sign up at podcastdelivery.com, you'll receive weekly podcast recommendations in your inbox every Monday. We started this because we understood that the podcast discovery struggle was real, and we wanted to make things easier and simple. We weed through the endless stream of new content and dig through all the noise until we find a gem, and then we send it your way. Our goal is to let listeners listen and forget about discovering. We know that you want to start off every week on the right foot, and we're here to help with that. We'll deliver a fresh podcast recommendation the moment you sign up, and every Monday once you subscribe at podcastdelivery.com.
Hi, my name is Will Williams. My newsletter is the Will Williams Podcast Newsletter. You can find that by going to my website. It's willwilliams.reviews. That's Will with one L. So it's willwilliams.reviews. There should be a little pop-up there, and there's also something on the side where you can sign up for the newsletter. I made the newsletter because I wanted a place to write about just kind of my observations of the industry, give some shout outs to people who don't typically get shout outs in most big publications, and to keep people up with my work when I am writing for other sources. In my newsletter, you can usually find some kind of advice or something that I have learned, or just a little bit of an update on the industry as a whole. It's kind of whatever I'm thinking of that month as the industry changes so much.
Hello, I'm James Credland, and I run PodNews, your free daily briefing on podcasting and on demand. It's a daily email, and you can also find us in your smart speaker news briefing too, where we sound like this. It should take you less than 3 minutes to keep up to speed with all the news, and you can subscribe to PodNews for free at podnews.net. I started it 18 months ago because ever since I got involved in podcasting in 2005, there wasn't a quick way to keep up to speed on an increasingly global industry. And there is now, which is nice.
Hey, my name is Skye Pillsbury, and I write the Inside Podcasting email newsletter. It goes out 3 times a week, and it contains the 10 most interesting things that happen in podcasting that day, according to me. It could be industry news, an eye-opening Twitter thread, information about a new podcast, whatever has caught my eye. And I try to make it fun. I want it to be something you look forward to reading and doesn't feel like a chore. You can subscribe to it for free at inside.com/podcasting. I jumped at the chance to write this newsletter, which is part of the inside.com network of newsletters, because I am super passionate about podcasts and the podcast industry as a whole.
Wow, wow, wow. So much newslettery knowledge for you to absorb. A big thanks to everyone who contributed to this episode. To Skye, Stephen, Jenna, Sebastian, Paul, James, Mike, Eric, Elena, Lauren, Sarah, and to Will. You're all creating real value for the larger, growing podcast world. I know your subscribers are super grateful, and I am too. If you're a really big podcast fan, you may be thinking that there are some newsletters that are not represented by this episode. If so, please do let me know who I'm missing. We'll do a round two of this episode in a few months. Head to our social media to find links to all of these newsletters. All the information you need is also listed in the show notes of this episode. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall, and we're on Facebook and Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. This show is written and produced by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our music is by Matthew Sweeto. More from him at matthewsweetomusic.com. That's Sweedo. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Thank you for listening. If you like the show, let us know by leaving a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. One place you can do that is on Podchaser, the IMDb of podcasts. Go to podchaser.com, search for Feedback with Earbuds in the search bar, scroll down to the reviews section and click Add a Review. Then type your heart out. That's it. Thanks for the sweet review. We'll be back to our regular episodes filled with podcast recommendations next Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Now go sign up for some newsletters. Happy reading and listening. Bye.